Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm Mark Webster. This week's guest is Chad Kurtz, who runs the Brookville, Pennsylvania chapter of Truth in Nature. That's a national ministry dedicated to helping fatherless boys. How'd you get involved?
Well, I was on my Christian walk, and I was doing like most of us, going to church every Sunday, just studying and praying, and it just seemed I needed more. I always wanted to give more, wanted to do more, just felt it inside that there was this more that God expected of me. And I kept praying. I was on Facebook and I seen this Truth in Nature on a site, and I kept watching and following, and I asked if I could get involved. And he said, unfortunately, it was developed down south in Georgia in 2009. And he said, there's nothing in Pennsylvania at all. So you'd have to open up your own chapter. So I went into prayer and talked to my pastor, and 4 years later, here we are with seven boys and doing super.
So you got this chapter. Give us a little flavor of what it's all about.
Truth in Nature is developed in 2009 in Georgia by Jeff Davis and a few other fellows. We are a 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization, and we specifically hit the fatherless community. We're after the fatherless boys. Our program is 100% free to the mothers. We do hunting and fishing, and we do devotionals every month. We meet once a month, if not sometimes two and three times a month. Our ages started 11 years old to 18, and then we have a college program. We're just discipling these young men, showing them how to be young men, and people don't realize, you know, 18.5 million fatherless boys in this country last year, and God calls us to take care of the widows, the fatherless, and the orphans, and this it's a big gap that needs filled, and Truth to Nature is new in Pennsylvania. We have one in New York, just started opening up, and they're doing well, too, so there is something out there for these boys, and we need to grab a hold of these boys. They're our future.
Being manly or, you know, being masculine is not viewed in society the way it once was.
Absolutely not. And we've been like, things we teach these boys is how to fold clothes, how to shave, how to cook, how to be a man. You got to realize the statistics of these things. We had 27 mass shootings in the past few years, 26 for fatherless boys. 63% of the youth suicides, fatherless boys. 71% of the dropouts in high school are fatherless boys. 90% of the homeless and runaway, fatherless boys. 85% of the youth in prisons come from fatherless homes. It all leads back, and it's all in Scripture, and it's a very selfless service, and it's a very difficult ministry, but it's very rewarding. It's also ministering to the mums, because the mums are down too when they're in this situation.
Shine a little closer light on your experiences there with your chapter, some of the ways that some of the boys that you've worked with have been helped.
Tell you what, my first boy was unbelievable. He was in therapy four times a month. He was uncontrollable in school, wouldn't take no orders from a man because he had that experience in his life with a man, and his mother had to drop out of work on a sabbatical, and within a year in our program, he was out of all that stuff. His mother was back to work. We baptized him a year later. We've actually, this year, in our 23 chapter, chapters in 17 different states, we baptized over 48 boys this summer. Thomas was one of my good boys, and he just made such a turnaround, and he's telling other boys about it, and all the boys that have come so far. It also helps the mothers, you know, it's all a big circle, and these boys are just loving it. We're getting calls from the school, and they're like, what have you guys done? What's going on? Why has this boy changed? And they're like, well, he's in this program, and these boys are just seeing that they're not the identity that they are. You know, a lot of these kids think that their identity is who they are, their dad don't want them, you know, that's just who I am. And when they get a Christian man in there to love them, they just want to be heard. For my 4 years at this, they just want to have somebody to talk to that listens to them. You know, mom's always there, but the man still needs to be in their life to teach them manly things, and that's what they want.
It all goes back to Scripture, you know, our Heavenly Father, and even if some of these young men haven't had a good earthly father, there's still that example and that importance placed in Scripture on having a solid father.
Amen, amen. And the Father speaks of it so much in Scripture, of taking care of the widows and the orphans and the fatherless. And I just told another person that about, you know, don't lead these children astray. I mean, he's pretty stern on Scripture and what he says about it. This is a big gap that needs filled. We need mentors. We need sponsors. We have a site, Truth in Nature. HomeTownHeroesOnFamilyLife.org. You can get on and make donations. It's just a great program here in Brookville. Brookville has just supported us unbelievably. We have a cabin here this weekend. We're going to meet, and we're going to go squirrel hunting, and we're going to go shoot and skeet and camp out and just eat good and talk about the Lord and fellowship. If anybody, any churches out there want us to come and speak, get a hold of us. We can come do a PowerPoint, anything you need. I am so grateful and very blessed to be part of this.
That's Chad Kurtz, who runs the Brookville, Pennsylvania chapter of Truth in Nature, a national ministry dedicated to helping fatherless boys. Please join us again next time as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.